He led the way down to the street, the two cuirassiers marching at our heels, and showed me into a coach that was waiting at the door. As he swung himself in beside me, with his hand on the window frame, his sleeve was slightly pulled back, and I saw the star-shaped scar of a bullet wound on his wrist. It occurred to me that this von Starnberg was a tougher handful than he looked at first sight. I'd noticed the genuine cavalry swing, toes pointing as he walked. And for all his boyishness, there was a compact sureness about him that would have sat on a much older man. This is one to keep an eye on, thinks I. Lola's house was in the best part of Munich, by the Karolinenplatz. I say house, but it was in fact a little palace, designed by King Ludwig's own architect, regardless of expense. It was the sight of it shining new, like a little fairy tale castle from Italy, with its uniformed sentries at the gate, its grilled windows, a precaution against hostile crowds, its magnificent gardens, and the flag fluttering from its roof, that brought it home to me just how high this woman had flown. This magnificence didn't signify only money, but power, unlimited power. So why could she want me? She couldn't need me. Was she indulging some whim, perhaps going to repay me for being in Ranelagh's box the night she was hissed off the stage? She seemed to be capable of anything. In a moment, after clapping eyes on her palace, I was cursing myself for having come. Fear springs eternal in the coward's breast, especially when he has a bad conscience. After all, if she was so all-powerful and happened to be vindictive, might be damned unpleasant. "Here we are," says Starnberg, "Aladdin's cave." It almost justified the description. There were flunkies to hand us out, and more uniformed sentries in the hall, all steel and colour. And the splendour of the interior was enough to take your breath away. The marble floor shone like glass. Costly tapestries hung on the walls. Great mirrors reflected alcoves stuffed with white statuary and choice furniture. Above the staircase hung a chandelier which appeared to be of solid silver, and all of it was in a state of perfection and brilliance that suggested an army of skivvies and footmen working full steam. "Aye, it's a roof over her head, I suppose," says Starnberg as we gave our busbies to a lackey. "Ah, Lauengram, here's Rittmeister Flashman. Is the Gräfin receiving?"